transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, in this morning's gospel, we see an amazing growth, amazing evolution, amazing development in the life of this blind man. It says that he was on the road begging when he heard the commotion. He says, "What's going on?" And the crowd tells him, "Jesus of Nazareth is walking by." And immediately in his heart, he knew what that meant. Immediately in his heart, he knew that he had the opportunity to call God and to ask for his salvation. He cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because even though he could not see with his eyes, he could see with his heart that God was in his presence. Now we've got the crowd. The crowd could see with their eyes that it was Jesus. But they were so cold and turned off to other people, they tried shutting him out. "Be quiet. Something important is going on here. Don't bother us." But the blind man did not give up. It says he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." So Christ says to him, "Okay, come on, bring him here to me. What do you want me to do for you?" Now we have to keep in mind that Christ knew exactly what the man wanted. We have to remember that the miracles that we witness in the gospel, my brothers and sisters, are for the benefit of those who witness the miracle. Because this crowd had grown cold to their fellow human being. And so Jesus asks the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" He says, "I want to receive my sight." Now what's beautiful here, we don't fully appreciate it in the English, but in the modern Greek, it says, "Αποκτήσω το φως μου." And that word "φως," to receive my light. And Christ says, "You have received it." And immediately his eyes were opened, and it says, and he followed Jesus Christ, glorifying him, worshiping him. But now then there's this crowd. Even though they could see Jesus, they didn't have the force. They didn't have the light of God in their hearts. And I'm afraid, my brothers and sisters, it has gotten too easy for us to live the same way. We are so blessed and so fortunate to have this cathedral, to have this community, to have the opportunity to come for divine liturgy. And what do? We chase other people away. By acting as if this is somehow our church, as if somehow we own this church. And so we do to our neighbors, even if it's not with words, we do to our neighbors the same thing the crowd did to the blind man. "Be quiet. Mind your own business. This is our church." Because we are not living as if the light is really shining in our hearts. We just celebrated this grand celebration of Epiphany. 20,000 people looking at our community from around the world, extra, more than probably 1 million people watching us around the world. What was our response? Did we open our hearts to our neighbors? Did we invite the people down the street to come and see the light? After we receive communion today, we're going to sing a beautiful hymn. We have seen the light. We have seen the true light. And yet, we live as if our eyes are closed. And so Christ opened the eyes of this blind man, not because he needed to see, because he could see perfectly clearly what mattered. But Christ opened the eyes of the blind man so the crowd could see with their hearts that God was there in front of them. And it says here that the crowd was praising God. So what happens now? What did the crowd do after they experienced Christ? What do we do when we leave this church on Sunday after having received Holy Communion? After having sung, "We have seen the light"? How do we act in our businesses? How do we act at work, at school? Do we act as if we are the light of Christ to other people? That's our challenge. The world desperately needs the light of Christ. And it's up to us to shine the light in the world. How appropriate that our patriarch lives in a neighborhood called the Fanar, the lantern, shining the light of orthodoxy in a dark part of the world. We have the same responsibility here in Tarpon Springs to let our light shine so that everyone who is in darkness of the world can experience the saving light of Christ, hope and grace. Remember, I've challenged us this year. I deputized all of you to bring our people back to church. Not just people who were missing last year because of the pandemic, but people who have faded away, people who grew up in our faith and are now attending other Christian churches, people who are simply staying home because it's easier to watch on the internet than to come to church and to receive Holy Communion. This is the year we have to bring our people back to church. But we can only do it if we let the light of Christ shine. If we can be a witness to others like this blind man was a witness to the crowd. So you have your challenge. Don't go. Sit down. Max is doing just fine. It's okay. You have your challenge, my brothers and sisters. Now, prepare for Holy Communion. Receive Holy Communion with faith and with love. And go out and let the light shine in the city so that each and every human being has the opportunity to see God and to live united to Him. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.